From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is on the verge of suspending talks with Russia concerning Syria.
It's irrational in the context of the kind of bombing taking place to be sitting there trying to take things seriously. There's no notion or indication of a seriousness of purpose with what is taking place right now.
Kerry spoke Thursday during a Washington forum. Russia is backing a campaign launched by forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to capture Aleppo's rebel-held sector. Amnesty International says Sudanese forces have used chemical weapons against civilians in the Darfur region. Jill Craig has more.
Since January, people in the Jebel Mara area of Darfur have reported blisters and rashes on their skin, cases of their skin falling off, eye problems including total vision loss, bloody vomit and diarrhea, and severe respiratory problems. All of these are symptoms of chemical exposure that Amnesty International says came from weapons used by the government of Sudan. As many as 250 people, including many children, may have died as a result of chemical attacks, says the rights group. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
U.S. President Barack Obama is flying to Israel, where he will speak at the funeral of former Israeli leader Shimon Peres. Mr. Obama will lead a delegation of 32 U.S. officials. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas plans to travel to Jerusalem Friday to attend the funeral, hoping to send a message that the Palestinians are for peace. Mr. Peres's death was met with official silence in most Arab countries, reflecting their long-standing hostility to Israel. This is VOA News. Major U.S.